something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play a brand new game called CBC.
We also play some jams from 1970.
And a Simple Plan-inspired game called Bouvier or Bouvinet. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Hey, bud.
It's a new decade, bud.
It's a whole new decade, man.
It's a page turn.
It's the 70s.
Hey, happy 70th episode, bud.
Happy 70th there, bud. It's time to look on to a new world.
You know, it's as though this song was written about our podcast.
It was, yes.
Did you see the
GIF? Donald Trump won Indiana tonight.
Did you see the GIFs of Ted Cruz punching his wife in the face and then elbowing her?
Yeah.
You could not script a better ending to his campaign.
Then more elbows in that than the Raptors game tonight.
Man, there's so much news. If we're telling the people honestly, it's Tuesday night, and by the time you hear this, a lot of this will be old news, but... man, some days there's just so much going on, it's hard to keep track.
It is tough. It's really tough, Jonathan.
Sometimes you just have to sit and listen to some 70s jams.
Sometimes you just gotta let the Hollies do the talking, you know what I mean? Because he ain't heavy, Jonathan. He's my brother.
Right. He ain't. That's the thing of it. RJ Logan was heavy. RJ Logan's brother could not sing that song. He is heavy. He's my brother, RJ Logan.
Well, he wasn't heavy after the release into the couch.
I'd forgotten that part.
Yeah.
What exactly was released?
Everything releases.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, man. And then that was the couch that was upright in the lobby of the place for
weeks. Oh, my gosh. That is heinous.
It's so terrible.
And did another family reclaim the couch?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the point of that was at all. Like, some kind of, like,
it was memory. On its end?
Don't die in your house or this is what happens.
Oh, my gosh. It was on its end in the lobby.
Yes, yes. You couldn't sit on it, but you could just see it, and it was just stained and reeked.
As a memorial to RJ.
Yeah.
What a sin.
Yeah, 33. Good old 3355 Weston.
Still there.
Good old days. Paradise Towers or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Glamourville. What other 70s like jams do you have for us, bud?
Something like Sunset Chord or something.
The name did not match the building.
Another 70s jam?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I don't know. Am I?
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yeah, that's a great jam.
Hey. Eh?
Here's the genius of Anne Murray. The genius of Anne Murray is that she can take a song and make it sound so easy because she makes it seem so effortless. There are surprisingly tricky little runs in it.
No, I know.
She's a great singer.
It's kind of sneaky. It just kind of goes by. This was, she blew up because she happened to be in the photo when Lennon was on that last weekend, that famous photograph with Lennon and I think she got caught up somehow. I don't know, if it was Geffen who was looking after at the time or who, maybe it was Shep.
I don't even know that story.
Yeah, it's a little bit messy right now, memory-wise, but it's got to do with a big photo with John Lennon that kind of broke her to America.
Really?
Yeah. Shep Gordon, maybe. I think that.
Anne Murray, John Lennon, Alice Cooper. The Hollywood Famous Vampires. Picture. Wow.
Right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Shep Gordon was.
Harry Nilsson and Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
What a photo that is.
And she's just a kid.
Anne Murray can sing. I'll tell you something. Yeah, Danny's song will suck the tears out of your head pretty quick if you're not paying attention.
She can get around the golf course not bad, too, at the old Thornhill Golf Club.
There you go.
So there, Anne Murray, 1970. That was another good jam.
It's a great jam. Written by...
How about this?
What was his name?
Who wrote Snowbird?
He was from Leon, no. Stand
Leon
by.
Russell? No.
No, he's from PEI. And his daughter is nice. Catherine McClellan, Jean McClellan.
Yeah, there you go.
Because all those guys were at CBC Halifax in the 60s. And I think that's where she actually started. And Jean McClellan, his daughter Catherine, you probably know her music. She's a solo artist from PEI. Light it up really good. Jean wrote Snowbird.
This song right here was written by Paul McCartney, and he's like, you guys do this and do it this way. If you don't do it this way, I think he produced it as well.
It's Can like I tell you one Snowbird fun fact before you roll into this?
Yeah, do it. Do
Gene
it.
Wrote Snowbird in 20 minutes while walking on a beach in PEI.
That's how nice those beaches can be.
There you go.
Right? Even in the winter.
The dunes at Greenwich, that's the beach you want to go to in PEI for my money.
That's the move?
Yeah, that's the move right there.
Here's the move if you're Paul McCartney trying to get a band to first jam. Bad finger.
Crazy.
And when you listen to it, it sounds like such a Paul McCartney jam.
It really does. So, do you think there was a conscious page turn in 1970? Like, is the sound different? It's not quite the 70s yet, is it?
It's 1970 on the nose, this when it came out in America.
But I mean, it's not quite what we would call 70s rock yet. It still kind of has a folk tinge, right?
Yeah, but well, it has that kind of transcending early rock vibe to me. Like a kind of like Nielsen or, you know, a lot of those British bands in the 70s like had really raw kind of like Joe Cocker.
Right.
But yeah, no, you can hear it. It's just the thickness of the guitars aren't going yet. It's a lot of piano still, too. But yeah, no, I hear you. Still kind of transitioning.
Yeah. It's a great tune.
Wouldn't mind this. He's like, okay, I'll take it. This is all right.
Is that a comfy riff to play on the drums?
Sure. Like, that's a great tune.
I always feel like the bass line to With or Without You is probably the hardest bass line to play. Not because it's complicated, but just because it's so exposed. And if it was me, I'd get inside my own head and overthink it and mess up.
Yeah, it has to be laid down good.
But is that the same with a drum beat? Like if it's doom-pa-chaka, doom-pa-chaka, is that kind of harder in a way because it's so simple?
Well, yeah. I mean, anything when it's bare, it has to flow and have a connection to the groove, right? So,
right.
Yeah, it's got to be, if it's really simple, then it makes it more difficult.
I would think the challenge would be, sure, if you have a set of skills like you do, to keep it simple and resist the urge to do more than you need to do, right? Sometimes a simple beat is so effective.
Well, that's the important thing, right? Is what you're playing in a groove in the beat itself. Like, that's kind of the most important thing. And then little technical stuff that happens in between to lead up vocals into choruses or into bridges and stuff, that's more just kind of an embellishment to excitement, just to kind of add to it. It's not supposed to be the other way around. A lot of people kind of develop around the licks they can learn, right, as opposed to time and just being good at that, getting better at that.
So how do you know that? Is that a feel thing, or is that
drummer
knowledge? Like when you're leading up to the chorus, you want to feel more.
when you're learning, you just want to record yourself, and if you listen back, if it has a feel to it, then you'll know. You can't really lie on when you know, a lot of the times when you're a kid and you're just starting out, you think everything's awesome, and then you record it and you listen to it and you're like, man, that's terrible.
So you just
have to keep yourself kind of up with perspective whenever you're practicing.
You always call it like plying a trade and kind of feel blue collar about it. Does that mean anyone with a work ethic can learn to drum the way you can?
Well, I don't know about the way I can or the way, you know, certain people can do an instrument, but they can connect to it. I mean, I think you're a good example of a person who kind of can connect to music. You don't have to be a wizard to be able to just play time and get into it.
Right.
You know, when you're playing guitar or piano and you're having fun, it's usually when you're in time, right?
Not losing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels really good, and it's like a religious experience. When you stop thinking about it and just do it, it feels great.
Kind of like this jam, the band. It's a 1970 classic. Shape I'm In with old Richard Manuel on the Vox. Late, great.
It's kind of hard to be in a bad mood when you listen to it.
Solid Canadianity in 1970.
Man, that's a good lick right there.
Garth just burning on the piano and the keyboards.
That's a good road trip jam. That should be on the soundtrack for the TNT movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's a car chase soundtrack.
When you gotta get somewhere fast and there's some brushes with the law.
And you're looking over your shoulder going, go, go!
You're driving.
And you have a Reebok duffel bag. No, a Dunlop duffel bag full of old, dirty Canadian money.
Oh, yeah. We robbed a Legion.
Yeah. And you you crack open a Piss Warm Labette Bleu stubby and pass it over to me. Why does it feel like it should be a 70s movie? Like it's a period piece. It makes no sense.
I know. Yeah, that makes me feel that's so good.
Yeah.
It's like takes place in 1972, although it's semi-biographical to now.
Can I tell you what brings me more joy than I even feel comfortable saying out loud? How many people wish Gordon Burnie was a TV show?
I know.
It's really cool.
It really is, because it's just you get you fall in love with the characters.
Yeah, it's the Odd Couple.
Yeah. And Bernie's already always working. Sometimes Gord's happy, sometimes he's upset about something.
It's like two men. It's like two and a half men without the kid. Like it's that dynamic.
Like what does Gord wear when he's in a bad mood and Bernie knows? You know, like some people, apparently like Sheryl Crow when her hair's up on tour, like don't go near.
Wow. That's when you know.
Yeah, there's like a move. You don't want to hear from the wrath.
The last four times I've seen Gord, he's been wearing a velour waiter's jacket. Like a short sport jacket.
Since Bernie's birthday, he's been wearing that.
Yeah, like red crushed velvet jacket. Is the new little lady? Like
maybe if he came in the window with sunglasses on still, not taking them off.
That's when you know. So get a load of this. I'm in Las Vegas again. And when I was at the Halifax airport, there's a dude that works there who cleans the bathrooms. He's one of the custodians of the airport. And he looks like one of them Amish in the City masks. Like kind of the underbeard with no mustache and plain wire rim glasses.
Yeah.
And kind of bald spot. Like he'll have like, a skirted egg anytime.
He was in Witness.
Yeah, exactly. He was an extra in Witness. He's like, well, you're here, so we'll put you in the scene, but we don't want you up front. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got the look, but don't say anything.
So he wanted to clean the women's bathroom. And he parks his trolley aggressively across the door. and there are women inside
we'll call him Jebediah just for sure. Sure.
So Jebediah posts up in front of the women's bathroom, and there are still women in the bathroom. And as each one comes out, he sighs heavily and moves his cart and lets them out, and then posts up in front of the door again. And when each woman comes up to the bathroom to say, like, oh, sorry, my flight's about to board, I wouldn't mind. He's like, well, I'm supposed to clean them. And they're like, oh, sorry. He goes, there's another one at gate 20. So people start to walk away, and he goes, fine, and moves his cart and lets them in.
And so he couldn't start every time.
I watched for 20 minutes as he was like Lord of the Pee, lording his power over who got to use the bathroom and who didn't. But the eye roll and the fine.
Every time.
Yeah, letting people in. But he didn't he didn't move the cart. They're
walking away though.
So every time that someone came out, he had to sigh and move the cart to let them out. It was like, well, you knew they were in there, Jebediah. You let them in.
Wow.
He was not having any of it.
So it was just like nothing was going to happen that afternoon.
Well, I think he knew in his heart that he was going to let people pee, but he wasn't going to make it easy for them, and he wanted them to know what a solid he was doing for them. It was that vibe.
That's classic. Here's the next 70 jam. John Lennon on his own.
It's a good jam.
Yep. What are we going to do when it's 1983?
I'm going to start picking the tunes. That's what we're going to do. You're going to get Barbra Streisand Guilty. That's coming your way. And Air Supply. That's coming your way.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yep, Xanadu. Not even physical.
No, deeper tracks.
Yep. Yeah, we're going deep. We're going Xanadu styles.
Xanadu. Oh,
remember?
Man. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. How about this one? These guys were still rolling with more hits. More Guess Who, more Burton. Just about turn it on in the 70s.
Man, they were bigger than I guess I even realized.
Yeah, these were big American hits.
Were they?
Yeah,
what was their first hit?
I think These Eyes Are Laughing, one of those two.
But this was like
massive. There's some great imagery of Burton here miming to this jam. Remember when Burton Cummings went through, the Jim Morrison period? He started, telling poetry and stuff?
No.
All Jimbo? Yeah.
I love when someone sent us a picture of Burton in goalie gear from a special he was doing.
No, he went through a Jim Morrison phase. I gotta find some of that stuff later at some point, now that everyone's starting to get into him on the pod.
People love Burton.
Why wouldn't they?
There's a lot to love. Think of the people
How about Ben Rayner, who filled in this last Sunday night at News Talk 1010? He mentioned that he saw Burton Cummings at a Juno sound check in the morning, and he was crushing a carton of table cream.
Ugh.
Not half and half.
To coat the stomach?
Probably to coat the Berlin gut, man. Right?
Berlin
all Burton. Excited the night before, right? We're hanging out in Juno Town, just getting into things.
God.
Crushing table cream.
Do you remember the Gordon Lightfoot song? Burton's got the gurgles. That was from the 70s. Burton's got the gurgles, you can hear it when he walks. Burton's got the gurgles, you can hear it when he talks.
You think that's what that is about?
Here comes gurgling Burton.
It's passing the table cream.
4 liters of table cream to get them through the day.
When, you know, if, like, Gord crushes too many drinks, he just has a whole pan and an Imo bars.
Just to take the edge off.
It good.
Everybody or has the tricks, does man.
He does it first, so the booze just sits on chocolate.
The hottest tip is water and 2 Advil liquid gels before bed. That'll set you right up, odds.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a way to take the edge off.
Everybody's heard everything. And, well, unless you really go too far and there's no turning back.
Let's take a break on TNT 70, and when we come back, we're going to play a brand new game called CBC about shows that used to be on CBC. Stay tuned.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Hey, bud!
Hey, bud.
We're back!
You're shaking my confidence, baby. I wonder if there was a real Cecilia.
Is this like, you mean like if there was a Cecilia, like an Enid?
Yeah.
Probably. Or Celia.
What, and Paul Simon had a stutter? Her name's Celia. Cecilia? Like Susu Celia. Celia,
Paul, and that's why I'm leaving you.
I wonder if there's a baby in the world named Susu Studio. Like the biggest Phil Collins fan in the world. What's your daughter's name? Studio.
That's scary stuff right there. I can't even imagine that.
Let me ask you a question about duos in history.
Yeah.
Because obviously Simon and Garfunkel, Wham. Hall & Oates.
Simon and Schuster. Wayne and Schuster.
Would Hall & Oates have been a thing without Oates?
I think he was involved as much as I'd like to think he just kind of hung out and got blowjobs.
How often do you like to think that?
Well, I just picture him being like the guy who just hangs out.
Yeah.
Like, why is this taking so long? One of those guys.
But
come on.
I mean, Daryl Hall's a great singer, but the duo is kind of the hook, right?
Yeah. Just like. But they're split up now, and they do their own thing on their own. Oates does the tunes, too, by himself.
Tears for Fears didn't really happen when they went solo. Nobody wanted to hear Kurt Smith's album.
No, I know. That just name doesn't have the same ring. And then the other guy, they go, well, what does the other guy do anyway? He's just kind of the higher voice.
Roland Orzabal was the main guy in Tears for Fears.
That's right, the other guy.
And Kurt Smith was the guy who did the higher harmonies.
That's it.
They had some good jams.
They did.
I was surprised. I was kind of baiting the hook to see if you'd find a way to say no, they didn't.
No, I didn't mind Tears for Fears. They're not so bad.
They're not so bad. I can't wait. Only 10 more episodes till we get to the 80s.
Yeah, we can talk. We'll have lots of more. The heads start to butt around 1984.
Well, Jay Giles Band had Centerfold, but did they have any other singles?
I just thought they were kind of cheesy.
Fair. That's fair.
I think that was... Anyway, where are we going with Jay Giles Band?
Here's where we're going. CBC.
I love this game.
Luminaries, shows that used to be on CBC, and you have to guess what the show is. You ready for this one?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. Stand by. Here it comes.
Well, I see by the clock on a wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
Great duo.
Take care. Stay loose.
Adieu.
Didn't I just mention Wayne and Schuster?
Goodbye. Yes. You did. Yeah. And I couldn't believe you did because we've never talked about them on the show before, and I just skimmed right over it when you mentioned it because I knew it was coming down the pipe.
Well, and then you hit me with it, and I just saw them all of a sudden in front of my eyes.
It's a great closing theme.
They were massive
CBC
back in the day when I was growing up. That was the part of the Sunday and Saturday nights.
Well, Wayne and Schuster, when I started doing Jonovision at CBC in Toronto, had an office down the hall. So I got to see them a bit. They were, I think the show wasn't on the air anymore, but maybe they did a special like New Year's Eve or a couple of times a year or something. Yeah. So they're still around the building and came to work every day. Old school.
How were they? Were they cool or were they just like, fuck this place?
Well, maybe bit of column A, bit of column B. But maybe the latter is what made them the former.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they built that place. There's a reason
why they're like, why can't we still be on 5 days a week?
Yeah. But they crushed it, man. It was a different time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the CBC, you're one for one. What show is this?
This is the Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until...
That's the snorkels, the raccoons, right?
Yeah, good for you.
The raccoon wakes up.
What was the name? What's the name of the bad guy with the bent nose?
Cyril Sneer.
Cyril Sneer, that's right.
Good for you, man. You're on fire. All right, here's
tough, because I've never heard these since the show. I'm like, oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
Here comes another one. We're going way back. This is appropriate for episode 70 because it's a 70s show.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Gordon Sinclair. Betty Kennedy. Guest panelist W.O. Mitchell. Pierre Burton.
What's the show?
Is it Front Page Challenge?
Yes, guy. Yes, it is. Good for you.
Pierre Burton. I was like, yeah, I got it.
Listen to the theme song, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the program that brings you the news stories of the world and the people behind the headlines. Front Page Challenge. And here's your...
I love it. Listen.
The moderator, Fred Davis.
I love the upswing on the voiceover guy. Here's your host and moderator, Fred Davis. You're 3 for 3, bruh.
Nice. I'm feeling it.
Here comes number 4. You ready?
Yep.
Remember, they had Malcolm X on that show.
Yeah, I know.
They had Malcolm X on that show.
Yeah, they it's so old that they actually threw out, like, the way they talk to him, it's just like they used the derogatory term for black people.
Did they?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, they said Negro when they bring him on. It's like popular American Negro writer.
Wow. It seems so inconceivable today.
You can see his face, his eyes when they say it. It's just like, man, like really?
Because it's not that long ago in the big picture.
No, it's not. I know.
All right, what show is this on CBC? You're on fire. Here comes.
Okay. Fraggle Rock.
You hit the pose too. These guys plow.
That riff. Man, how popular was the older guy that lived in the store?
I know. The session guys that laid down that jam, those guys plow. The bass line is sick. Let's listen to the rest of it. Okay. I forgot about the big Scottish math.
Yeah, we did.
Man.
Big Scottish.
The big Scottish map, who's like, I'd like to eat some Fraggles. I'd like to eat some Fraggles. Look, what I found, it's a Fraggle. Maybe.
Played by Alan Freed.
I was going to say. Man, you are on fire. There's one more.
All right, I can sweep it.
Okay, this was a kid's show shot in Halifax. I didn't work on it. I didn't work on it.
Okay.
And the theme song gives it away, but we should listen anyway.
Theodore, he's a tugboat and a friend
You remember that show?
I don't think I remember that one.
Theodore Tugboat. It was kind of like Thomas the Tank Engine, but it obviously starred a tugboat, and Denny Doherty from Mamas and the Papas, who was a Halifax guy, played the harbor master.
I probably know it if I saw it, but I mean, you know how it was split up on the kids' shows? We get all the TV Ontario jams.
Yeah. Aside from today's special, what were other TV...
We did have Hammy Hamster, but that wasn't on CBC.
What were other TVO shows aside from today's special?
There was lots. Remember, like, all those Heather Conkey jams, like Dear Aunt Agnes?
Yeah.
And, well, they would rock, like, the Read Along and the Pokeroo one.
Polka Dot Door?
Polka Dot Door, all that stuff.
Yeah. Remember Bixby and Me? We've talked about that one before.
What's Bixby and Me? I think that, really? I don't know about that one.
It's, yeah, Bixby, see? And me. We live in a tree, so come on along. Na, 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 na. You don't remember it?
Yeah. No. They split it up, man.
They split it up, man.
They split it up.
That's it. There's CBC in the can.
Those are more like you and Alan Doyle would know. But then there's other ones where me and another guy from over here would know.
Well, did you guys have Switchback?
What's Switchback?
Switchback was a regional CBC show. Like, I think they had one in Winnipeg. They had one in Vancouver. They certainly had one in Halifax.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah, Newfoundland. And they had a different host. And there was a dog in Halifax. Stan the Man Johnson was the host of it until a guy named Andrew Cochran took over for him. The dog was Rufus. And it was like a call-in show every Sunday morning.
Man. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I bet Bud's listening sure know about it.
I'm sure they do. That's the thing. That's the beauty of the show, is there's ones from out west that we probably both haven't seen.
Yeah, let us know what shows you grew up watching that maybe we haven't mentioned. And I'd love to hear from Buds if they had Switchback where they lived, because I'm pretty sure it was a cross-country thing, and everybody kind of was proud of their own regional host. Stan the Man Johnson was the host of the one in Halifax, and I remember seeing him at Nova Scotia Voyagers game, whatever the AHL team was called at the time in Halifax, and he was not enjoying the attention of children coming up to say, "Hi, you're Stan the Man Johnson."
Yikes.
And it really,
not cool.
Really kind of resonated with me that it was not cool at all.
So, we should do one of those games where, like, who is the biggest jerk in Canadianity history?
On the darts, off the darts, biggest
on
jerk.
On the darts, we're playing on the darts tonight.
We should. Let's play it.
We're gonna play on the darts for sure in the next break. But
the thing about on the darts is there's no way to say, like, for sure whether they are on the darts. We just have to speculate.
No, it's more like we know for a fact they were at one point on the darts.
Oh, that's okay. That's fun.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not, doesn't have to mean like Mike Duffy was hacking darts like
for
last
sure.
night. But if he was at an after party or something, sometime you saw.
Mike Duffy is at counts. The keg right now drinking cognac, going outside to have a couple darts because he won.
I think tonight he's at the Boston Pizza.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind going across the street once in a while to mix it up.
Before we move on, obviously by the time this comes out, hopefully on Friday, the story will have evolved. But man, I can't shake the images that I've seen out of Fort McMurray today.
Oh, unbelievable.
It just makes me sick.
Yeah.
And I feel
everybody's trying to evacuate.
Yeah.
It is really scary shit, man. They're like, everybody's trying to get out north, and there's fucking massive flames on both sides of the highway.
Yeah. And it escalated so fast. And imagine sitting gridlocked in a traffic jam and flames are approaching from behind. It's inconceivable.
Well, the other thing, and it's like you're just clouded with smoke, so you can't really see where you're going either at some point. So
it is a real-life nightmare.
In the air.
And I saw a piece of footage that somebody shot from their cell phone in which a gas station actually blew
exploded.
Up. Oh, my gosh. It is utterly sickening and totally inconceivable.
And it's supposed to be dry again tomorrow, so they're saying it might even keep getting worse. So,
like, brutal.
Hopefully everybody's evacuated safely.
Well, yeah, and hopefully by the time this comes out, the good news will be that everybody got out safely and okay. And I heard an MLA speaking on Global News who, like, his house was currently on fire. Yeah. And he was saying, you know, lives you can't replace. Everything else we can, we'll build back. Everybody's resilient and we'll get it done. But man, so much heartache and heartbreak in the weeks and months to come for sure. So we'll figure out a way to do something for our buds in Fort Mac. Because as somebody put it today, there's a town that carried the rest of the country through the economy they had there. Because certainly a lot of East Coast folks went there to work. And folks from everywhere did. So it's time for Canada to give back to Fort Mac, that's for sure.
Absolutely, for sure.
Let's take a break on 70, bud.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
Hey, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Let's play On the Darts.
Let's play it. There are no rules because we just made it up.
Yeah. And we don't know for sure some of them. We're just speculating.
It is speculative, yeah. So you're going to pick famous Canadian... And I will, and we just have to guess if we think they're on the darts.
Yeah, and like if we'd seen them, we got to be honest. Like, yeah, I saw this person knocking darts once.
Okay.
You right?
Yeah, man. Okay. Who's going first?
Let's start with Jason Priestley. On the darts or not?
I mean,
on the darts for sure. Hacking darts. All the time.
Like, I think that's really well documented that at a certain point, like circa 90210, I think he was heavily on the darts. Like, he was photographed on the darts. And I'm pretty sure in the video for, I drove all night.
Is he hacking darts there?
I think so, because he was with Jennifer Connelly from Career Opportunities.
Yeah.
And I think he was on the darts in that video. So, yes.
Okay.
Yes to on the darts.
Okay, is this primarily Canadian celebrities?
Exclusively.
Is it anybody?
No, exclusively.
It is. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Nev Campbell on the darts.
I'm gonna say hacking darts like no tomorrow. Like all actresses and actors.
Why?
Just crush darts. I don't know. They just do.
She's even so
when
wholesome.
They're in LA, like I know it's the biggest bullshit story ever. Like every single one. Like. Fucking Katy Perry crushing darts all day.
Do you think,
like,
she crushes darts?
Top of the pops. Yeah.
Do you know that or you're guessing that?
I've seen her crush darts.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
But this is Canadian, this game. Like on shows or backstage or whatever. But
really?
Whenever they have a free moment. Actresses and actors.
Yeah. All right, give me another
okay,
one.
Nev Campbell, you didn't say if you know or not.
Oh, I don't know. Most of mine are going to guess whether you think they would
What did
you
say? Like, you didn't have an answer.
For who? For Priestley?
Nev Campbell.
I would have said not on the darts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm just thinking of her circa catwalk. Remember that?
Yeah,
a shaved-headed Mac living in a loft?
Yeah, man.
Dancing his blues away? All right, who's my next on the darts?
The black guy dancing, doing they had a dancer, and then the cheesy guy with the keyboards who always had problems.
Oh yeah.
And then the guy with the guitar player with the cheesy hairdo.
Will you answer something for me?
The original man.
Once and for all.
What?
Will you answer something for me once and for all? What?
Okay. What
are the shirts called that aren't a tank top but don't have sleeves? Know what I mean? Like,
well,
like the wide band between the neck and shoulder.
like the guys that make them, like guys in a gym shirt?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a t-shirt. Like,
I don't
like
know.
Bowser from
Under Armour apparel? Under Armours?
Are they called muscle shirts?
I don't know. What, like the, I thought, I don't know. What are you talking, what's the point?
I don't know. I've just seen a few of them recently, and I gone to point them out to Carol, and I didn't know what to call them. Like, look at that.
Like, guys. Sleeveless? Like, Wheels dad shirts?
Yeah, is it a sleeveless tee?
Yeah, that's like the Wheels dad.
Huh.
Showing your guns.
Well, because the Wheels' dad tee is what I'm going to refer to them as from now on. Because the dancer guy on Catwalk always wore Wheels' dad tees.
Yeah, because he had the big muscles.
I want one of those that says, "Here comes trouble" on it.
Here comes trouble.
Here comes trouble.
Okay, now what's the next one? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
My turn.
Throw one out.
Kiefer Sutherland on the dark.
Yes.
100%.
Hard. I think I saw a picture of him at Strombo's place on the dart. Like, they're standing outside and he's on the darts.
Yeah.
Okay. Roz Weston. On the darts?
I don't know him at all.
You don't have to.
That's the guy with the hairdo, right?
Yeah, you don't have to hazard a guess. He's on ET Canada and he has that morning radio show. On the darts?
Yeah.
Or not on the darts?
I don't think he's on the darts, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
All right, who's my next one?
Okay.
Oh, I have a good one.
What is it?
Rod Black. On the darts, right?
I know Rod Black.
Is he on the darts?
I've never seen him hack darts, but I would have thought for sure that he did.
Rod Black with a stash looks like Wheels' dad. It's actually uncanny.
Yeah, it does.
Somebody make a side-by-side of those two, because it's uncanny.
So does Dave Steeb, though.
I guess maybe everyone in the 80s did. Yeah. Fergie Oliver on the darts.
Oh, that dirtball.
Circa Just Like Mom, you think he's on the darts?
I don't know. He's a grease ball, though.
But he's a sportscaster, so maybe the sports side wouldn't make him be on the darts.
But he was the creep on Just Like Mom that used to always try and kiss the little girls.
Jackson Davies from Beachcombers, the Mountie, on the darts?
I would say no. He doesn't seem the type.
Okay, but what about Relic, Robert Clothier?
Definitely.
Definitely on the darts.
Bruno Gerussi, too.
Do you know that, or are you guessing?
Well, no, he just seems like he crushed darts, doesn't he? Like, after making a big, huge dinner?
Drinking a glass of pee? Yeah, he was probably on the darts. Al Waxman.
Sure. You?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, he was on the darts.
Graham Greene.
Darts. Like circa Tatanka? Tatanka.
Yeah.
I would say on the darts for sure.
Pierre Burton.
Darts.
He was on the darts.
For sure.
Who's the most darts? I know, like, Peter Zalski could be most darts.
Zalski was on the darts for sure. And in fact, when they moved to the broadcast center, his big thing apparently was he wanted to be on the darts in the studio, and they were like, "It's a darts free building, bud." And he's like, "Well, but I'm on the darts." So I can't remember what the compromise was, but I think at first he was on the darts in the studio, like,
yeah,
he loved the darts, and I think kind of made no bones about him.
He died by the darts.
Yep, and that was one of the things about his TV show, is that he often had ash on his sweater.
Yeah, same thing for Bowie, right? Live by the darts, die by the darts.
Is that the deal with Bowie?
Well, I would assume. I mean, frick, he had never had a picture with him not crashing one.
Hey, what about Jeff Hutcheson from Canada AM on the darts?
Sure. You
didn't sound like you had conviction.
No, I'm not sure, but I'm going to say yeah.
I'm going to say he used to be on the darts and he's not anymore.
Okay, how about the definition guy.
Jim Perry? No, not on the darts.
Jim Perry.
He was probably a tennis player, is my guess. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Tennis player that crushed darts, maybe.
Maybe. Chad Kroger on the darts?
No darts. Never saw him crush darts.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of makes sense.
It's a real gut instinct kind of game, isn't it?
It is.
Because there Celine isn't Dion. Proof one way or the other. Celine Dion, no.
No.
Renee was probably cigar guy.
And darts, probably.
Gino Vannelli, on the darts?
Oh, I gotta say, yeah, no? Back in the day?
Well, my instinct is yeah, but also, if what you say is true about four-hour sound checks and him being such a perfectionist and stuff, would he do that to his voice?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe not.
Corey Hart, no darts.
No darts. Sass Jordan?
Darts.
Darts.
Why? What kind of judgment are we making about people that it's instant and unequivocal? Yeah, she's on the darts, for sure.
Atlanta Miles?
Darts.
Darts, for sure.
Natalie Richard from Much Music?
Darts.
Darts. Now, am I saying that because she's French? That's
maybe,
not fair.
But I think I saw her hacking darts back in the day.
Oh, really? Erica M, yeah, Much Music no darts. Awards.
No darts.
Alanis?
Steve Anthony?
Darts.
Darts back in the day.
Yeah.
Probably still darts.
Why is it so compelling?
I don't know. Peter Mansbridge. No darts.
No darts. Lloyd Robertson.
I'm going to say no darts for some reason. Maybe after a couple drinks a dart.
Yeah.
At the end of the night. But I had a bus driver, that Jim Boatman, the classic guy, he would just have one every day, just one before he went to sleep.
Like a vitamin.
Yeah. Crush a glass of wine and that, and he'd be sleeping. That put him out.
It's what my grandmother used to do. She kept a pack in the freezer. This was before I was around, and she'd have two every night after the dishes were done. Just like a vitamin bot. Yeah.
Just shut her down.
Just shut her down. It's a little shut down. On the darts is fun.
Yeah. You got any other ones?
No. No, because everyone I keep thinking of is like a TSN on-air personality, and I'm guessing
John
no
Candy.
Darts. Candy
John
was on
Candy.
The darts for sure.
Heavy, heavy darts.
Heavy on the darts. Wayne and Schuster.
Darts?
I'm going to say Wayne darts, Schuster now.
But back in the day, probably.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy. I'm going to say no darts, but maybe back
in the
day.
No darts, but maybe back in the day.
Yeah.
So who's on the darts now?
Who's on the
like
darts?
Like Avril Lavigne?
Yeah, I've seen her act darts.
Darts, for sure.
Yeah.
So Derek Whibley, probably darts.
I don't know. I've never seen him drink, or saw him drink until he was sleeping, but not darts.
Like, not like, is The Weeknd on the darts?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Like the Beeb when he's all banged up.
Oh, for sure.
Because he's all Hollywood.
I love
Lindsay
the headline
Lohan on the darts.
Is The Weeknd on the darts? Especially with the way he spells it.
Yeah.
Like a Scrabble rack. He just needs one E and he'll have the whole word.
He sells a vaporizer. So maybe not.
Who does?
With the singing. The Weeknd. He has like the special Weeknd vaporizer that he has on sales on.
Really?
Yeah. So maybe not.
What's the world coming to? Let's take a break on TNT 70. More to come. Stay with us.
Crunch, 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 crunch. Thanks a lot, baby. Get out of here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Let's play a new game.
Born out of Simple Plan frontman Pierre Bouvier, we're going to play Bouvier or Bouvinet. I'm going to read a lyric from a Simple Plan song, or is it?
Yeah.
If you think it is a real lyric, you say Bouvier. And if you think I made it up, you say Bouvinet.
Okay. And you have to say it in the sound check manner.
Okay. We haven't done that in a while. I almost forget how it goes. Oh, yeah, right. Right, he sings. I'm sorry, you don't have to sing. Perfect. Bon, you push that back to the side, fellow. Okay, you ready?
You don't have to sing the melody, though.
No, I don't. I don't know these songs, and it would give it away. It. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sick of this town, sick of my job, sick of my friends because everyone's jaded, sick of this place. What I'm doing, Salvador? Sick of this place. I want to break free. I'm so frustrated. I just want to jump.
I just so frustrated.
I'm so frustrated. I just want to jump. Bouvier or Booby Boo?
That's Bouvier, I think.
It is Bouvier.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it shorter, because that way it'll be harder. I just feel so sad sometime.
That's Bouvier. No?
You think that's a real one?
That's a real one.
No, it's a fake one. I just feel so sad sometime. Okay, you ready? Here's another one.
Yeah.
One day, I won't take this anymore.
Every single time, it's the same thing. So mad. Yeah. Bouvier.
That is Bouvier. Yeah. It's... It is a deep well of emotions. Oh, man. Okay, here's another one. You ready?
Cry for help.
Do you ever feel like breaking down?
Every single one. Yeah, that's Bouvier.
Yeah, that's Bouvier. You ready? Here's another one.
Somebody give this guy a hug.
I feel like I am living the worst day over and over again. Bouvier or Bouvier?
This is Bouvier.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Sometimes my heart hurts. Bouvier?
Bouvier. Bouvier.
No, that's a Bouvier.
Oh my god. Sounds insane. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It seemed like every day I make mistake, I just can't get it right.
Why are they all the same? Are those different songs?
No! Yes, they are different songs.
That's Bouvier.
That's Bouvier. Hey, listen to this. Yeah. Same song. This is the chorus, I think. So shut up, shut up, shut up. Don't want to hear it. Get out, get out, get out, get out of my way. Step up, step up, step up. You'll never stop me. Nothing you say today is going to bring me down. There you go.
The positive.
It's what?
The positive.
It is positive. That's their jam,
that's
right?
That's the big... Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Bouvier, yeah. Or Bouvier? Why do you hurt me?
What? Say it again.
Why do you hurt me?
No way. That's Bouvier.
No, that's Bouvier.
Oh, shit. That's okay. Good.
One more. You ready?
One more. Yeah.
I'm worried about our future.
That's Bouvier for sure.
That's Bouvinet.
Oh, you got me.
It's my favorite game in the world.
Yeah, oh, that game's great.
Good chatting,
That's
bud.
That's a solid game. Hey, have fun at the Bellagio.
I will, at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. But by the time you're hearing this, I'll be back home, armed and manning my property.
That's right.
Have a good week,
don't
bud.
Don't try anything. Yeah, man, you too. Have fun there and enjoy the heat before it's hot here.
Take care of your art, Jeremy.
All right. Goodbyes.
Bong, bye bye, is it? Boom, gong, gang, go, get in, gong, ju, bong, bong, so, do, da, doom, bong, bang, tick, a, doom, down,